Jarvis, Physical Examination and Health Assessment, 6th Edition. Chapter 1, Evidence-Based Assessment. This section discusses key points about assessment and critical thinking. Assessment is the collection of subjective and objective data about a patient's health. Subjective data consist of information provided by the affected individual. Objective data include information obtained by the healthcare provider through physical assessment, the patient's record, and laboratory studies. The database is the totality of information available about the patient. The purpose of assessment is to make a judgment or diagnosis. Diagnostic reasoning is the process of analyzing health data and drawing conclusions to identify diagnoses. This process has four major components. Attending to initially available cues, which are pieces of information, signs, symptoms, or laboratory data. Formulating diagnostic hypotheses, which are tentative explanations for a cue or a set of cues and can serve as a basis for further investigation. Gathering data relative to the tentative hypotheses. And evaluating each hypothesis with the new data collected, which leads to a final diagnosis. The nursing process includes six phases: assessment, diagnosis, outcome identification, planning, implementation, and evaluation. It is a dynamic, interactive process in which practitioners move back and forth within the steps. Nurses apply the process differently depending on their level of time and experience. The novice nurse has no experience with specific patient populations and uses rules to guide performance. The experienced nurse understands a patient's situation as a whole rather than a list of tasks, attends to an assessment data pattern, and acts without consciously labeling it. Critical thinking is the multidimensional thinking process needed for sound diagnostic reasoning and clinical judgment. 17 critical thinking skills have been identified, including setting priorities. First-level priority problems are emergent, life-threatening, and immediate, such as establishing an airway or supporting breathing. Second-level priority problems are next in urgency. They require prompt intervention to prevent deterioration and may include a mental status change or acute pain. Third-level priority problems are important to the patient's health but can be addressed after more urgent problems. Examples include lack of knowledge or family coping. This section presents critical points about evidence-based assessment and concepts of health. Evidence-based practice is a systematic approach to practice that uses the best evidence, the clinician's experience, and the patient's preferences and values to make decisions about care and treatment. Every examiner needs to collect four kinds of databases based on the situation. A complete or total health database includes a complete health history and a full physical examination. A focused or problem-centered database is used for a limited or short-term problem. It is smaller in scope and more targeted than the complete database. A follow-up database evaluates the status of any identified problem at regular intervals to follow up on short-term or chronic health problems. An emergency database calls for rapid collection of data, which commonly occurs while performing life-saving measures. The concept of health has expanded and is based on the practice model used. The biomedical model of Western medicine views health as the absence of disease. It focuses on collecting data on biophysical signs and symptoms and on curing disease. The holistic health model assesses the whole person because it views the mind, body, and spirit as interdependent and functioning as a whole within the environment. Health depends on all these factors working together. The concept of health also includes health promotion and disease prevention. Health assessment also should consider the usual and expected developmental tasks for each age group and the cultural beliefs and practices of different people. Obtaining a heritage assessment helps gather data that are accurate and meaningful and can guide culturally sensitive and appropriate care.